Jack, when's that happening? What time? 20 minutes?
20 minutes break, yeah.
My friend Franco Bertosa, who is ruling the Centro Asia in Bologna. It's a center which is very interesting with teaching of martial arts, the teaching of meditation, and also the center of study, which is meant to elaborate some philosophical ideas around all these bodily and mental practices. So here is the exercise. First of all, the exercise is meant to discover by yourself certain basic elements about your experience of the body, not more. It is connected, of course, with Jack's question of yesterday evening, but it's important, I think, not to consider it as an illustration of any abstract theory, and just feel. So what I ask you during the exercise is not to think, not to think about the meaning of what you are experiencing. You think I know it's impossible, but especially for philosophers, it's almost
It's a frog man.
So not to think, but rather to feel. To be almost naive, to be fully open to what you feel and to your spontaneous sense of location, just location. Where is it? The first step, in order just to calm the mind and to be attentive enough to what's going on in the body and going on with the relations between the parts of the body, is an elementary, very simple meditative exercise. Just meant as a preparation to set up the mind. Then, during the central phase of the exercise, I'll ask you to feel and to make some appropriate gestures. Okay? To feel, where is it? And to make gestures, point with the finger or anywhere with this finger, which is an index. And the other also will be used as you will see. So this first the meditative technique. Of course, many of you have practiced meditative techniques. So those of you who have already practiced any shamatha technique, for instance, can use their own technique. There is no point. Those of you who Maybe there are two who never meditated in this room. Never?
I'm not very good.
Yeah, me too.
Don't worry about that. So it's not
it's a bit like dieting, you know. It's like dieting, going on a diet.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I understand. So, I might indicate you the type of technique of meditation used as a preparation by Franco Bertosa, which is very simple also, which uses the breath, but in a quite special way. So this method consists of visualizing the trajectory of the breath. While the breath is going in, you can visualize the breath as going through the nostrils, of course. This is a common point to any meditative technique. Then visualizing it going behind the head, going to the belly. When the inspiration is finished, it circulates, so to speak, in the belly. And then when the breath is going out, the air, you can visualize the air as going along your spine and going out through the top of the skull. This is a method of visualizing the breath. Just, of course, the breath doesn't do that, but imagine it does. At each breath, you can imagine it.
Could you repeat again the cycle?
The cycle is you start from the nostril, you go up the head, to, then it goes this way to the belly. At the end of the inspiration, is it
inhalation?
Inhalation. At the end of the inhalation, it circulates, so to speak, in the belly. And then when the breath is going out, what is the word for
exhalation.
Then it, you can visualize the air as going along the spine, and finally going out in
can it make a little bit?
let's go. Okay. So this is the first step. Say 5 minutes of this type of meditation. Of course, you know that distractions are very frequent. If something like that occurs, as it occurs with me so often, just examine the distraction and let it go, and come back to the attention to the cycle of breath going out and in and out. Right?
Rather than saying examine, you might want to say acknowledge.
Acknowledge, exactly. Acknowledge. Much better word. Like acknowledge that. Okay. And then you will be in this state of just concentration, attention, plain attention. We'll shift a little bit the domain of attention. I'll tell you at that moment, and I'll ask you some questions. The problem is that you will not have to answer by your loud voice my questions, but just think, just keep the answer for you, and take into account this answer when I will ask you to point towards a certain place in space. So this is the final. This will be the final step of the exercise. So, first, meditation. Second, questions about location. Third, pointing towards a certain location. And that's it. When this will be done, we'll have the answer. But I don't know. Of course, I don't say it's the answer to a certain metaphysical or question. It's just a matter of fact about our perception of the body. That's it.
So, because when you say point with the finger, you're just
point with the finger here. Okay. Wherever you feel that the answer is right.
And do you
here?
And do you recommend Michelle doing this with the eyes open or the eyes closed?
Closed. Okay. It's very important. So let's start the meditation for 5 minutes. Use any technique you want. Please broaden the field of your attention. Be attentive not only to the breath, but also to the various sensations of your body. Feel slowly each part of your body. Feel the point on which you are sitting, the contact with the chair. Feel your back. Feel your chest. Feel your arms. Feel your shoulders. Feel your neck, feel your head, feel your ear, feel your nose, and your nose through which breath is going in and out. Then move slowly your eyes in the orbit, from left to right, for instance, and feel them, just feel them. Now, I'll ask you some questions. just keep the silent answer to you. Do you feel your legs up or down? Do you feel your neck up or down? Do you feel your mouth up or down? Do you feel your nose up or down? Do you feel the top of your skull up or down? Now try to point your right finger, your right index finger, towards a place of your body that you feel is neutral, neither up nor down. Now, keep this to you. Then, do you feel also your nose in front or behind? Do you feel the back of your skull in front or behind? Do you feel your ears in front or behind? Now move your eyes again in their orbit and feel them again. Do you feel them in front or behind? Now try to point your other finger, the left finger, at the level of your right finger, but towards a place of your body you feel is neutral, neither in front nor behind. Okay, so that's almost finished. Keep. It's interesting to see where you now you can open your eyes and realize exactly where you are pointing. For instance, Darko is pointing to somewhere in his neck, but it's not very different for you. And you are also rather in the point of the head, and you also the point in the middle of the head. So there is an intersection somewhere, or here, or. So it's interesting.
Why didn't you do that right?
Yes, right?
Yeah.
I could have done, but it's another.
Those differences have interesting actual psychological consequences.
It is different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of individual differences.
Yeah.
Now that means something. I don't know what it means, but I bet it does.
I didn't have time to see what people had.
Could everyone do that?
So I guess I didn't understand the second thing. So one points to the up, down, and one points to the
top back.
Okay. Yeah.
So this one is here and this one. So anyway, it's a point here.
Up, down, and back to one. Of course, I could have done also right, left, but I think it's left. You know, there is such a very obvious plain of symmetry.
No, there are enormous variations. That's really interesting.
It's interesting because, now we can try to discuss a little bit this experiment and also the. Well, my Italian friends say that most people would approximately have
the only person who did that.
What did you do? Center of the head.
Yes, essentially the center of the head. Essentially behind the eyes. Somewhere behind the eyes. And,
surrounded by aliens.
Yes, you are. But personally,
I don't have any prejudice about
that. No, fascinating.
I personally have exactly the same point as Max and as the one which was described by Frank and Arthur, but clearly it's not very reproducible.
It would be really interesting to hear what people individually felt about.
Can we go around one at a time? Yes, thank you. Could you say where yours was?
This one was the first one. It was where you felt neutral.
Upward.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then this one was the where you felt neutral when you came back.
Yeah.
Can I just ask a question? Yeah. I mean, what I find so interesting about where you get to is that when you previously asked the question, where are you? You pointed there.
So that was when I was really focusing. You know, that's when my point of focus was.
Right. And Madeline didn't point, the question is a little different if you don't ask for a specific physical location.
And we meditate for 5 minutes first.
That may also have
changed our experience.
I wasn't judging. I was just saying that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It is interesting for that question, and then something completely different for this question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For the person who put the mm-hmm. link here,
mm-hmm.
for instance, you think that you felt that the nose is up, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or
the eyes are...
Yeah. I will say, just because I haven't ever noticed anything like this before, that, and I can't quite remember now, but at a certain point, I was sort of, I felt like I was here, and everything felt like it was up above, but then you asked about something else, like maybe the mouth or something, and it shifted, and I felt like something, some things were down below, and I felt like both were true. I can't remember which ones were which now. So
interesting.
Yeah.
And then what about that?
Okay. So you feel your, for instance, you feel that your mask is up.
Okay.
So I didn't quite understand, Claire. So you were pointing.
No, there, but.
So in the middle between the two, your tummy button and your smaller for the back.
It's closer to the back than to the
front. So most of you is in front. Most of your body is in front of your center.
I don't feel them like that also.
That's what you're trying to say.
At any rate, well, there are many possible interpretations of that. One extreme and maybe metaphysical interpretation would be that it's the point where you are, the real you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Another much less metaphysical interpretation would just be that it's the zero point of special coordinates, which is the most natural way of interpreting it.
Zero, 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 because we come from somewhere.
Yes,
we're going somewhere.
Exactly.
Time.
Yes, but we are examining that with a long term. A certain time at least. It's enduring. We are looking for this point after a certain time. So it's difficult to say that there are four zeros. It's enough.
Yeah.
And the test of the eyes, the test of the eyes going in the orbit, to me was really revealing, because I discovered that day when I was doing this practice with Franco, that my eyes were in front of me, not behind, not in the middle. I was not in my eyes, but my eyes, I felt my eyes in front of me, which was quite surprising. So of course, the point is a little bit behind. This to me was behind the eye.
Could we teach it? Tom, what did you... I just want to find out what everybody did.
But since Claire has a question, why don't we let her ask the question?
Yes, just ask a question. And each time you do the exercise, you find the same location.
I didn't. Three times. Yes.
Three times. Because I have... Personally, I have the feeling that this location changes very often.
Except as having, done it once, you might then feel influenced to find the same location the next time because of the first time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the interesting question is, this is impossible to test, but might it have been that had you done the exercise at a different time, different place, different situation, you might have got a completely different result?
So do it again at the end of the week.
We'll have to wait 5 years. So you forget.
I suppose if you'd answered the question slightly differently, I wonder whether it could ask, is this or this up or down from where you are?
Yeah.
That might have be interesting to see whether you get the same answer. That's absolutely directly relevant to your question.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me say that quite some years ago, I noticed, kind of discovered on my own, although it's not a new discovery, that in fact, most people do seem to have a location somewhere in this general area. And then I tried to point that out to some people, and I remember asking the question, point to where you're located. And that was from my point of view, that was the wrong question, because everybody said, like, here. That was the pointing gesture they made without, I'm here, right? And so then I kind of set that question aside for a long time, and I've only recently come back to it. And that's why I said, actually, the very first thing I said last night, that a lot depends on how you ask the question. But I like this practice because then things don't depend so much on how you ask the question because your gesture is rather than verbally responding.
Yes, it depends how we understand the question.
I did want also to use with respect to where you are because where am I? Who am I? And so on and so on. Just up and down.
I like the exercise, but I just wonder whether if it had been a little, because that's the way I did it.
Yeah.
And I was doing it with reference to where I thought I was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but I think not everyone necessarily. I don't know. Did other people do it that way, or other people might have done it in completely different ways?
Yeah.
Up or the, I mean, you might have done it in terms of what was above middle or what's below middle, for example. As opposed to above where you thought you were. That's why I'm suggesting it.
Yeah. I suggest with reference to where I thought the middle of
your body was.
Yes. We
interpreted it differently. That's precisely my point.
Yeah.
How did you expect us to interpret it? Was it in relation to the middle of your body or where you feel you're located?
I think it was further where you feel you are located. On the other hand, I do want very much interpretation to show you that the point, because if there is too much interpretation, then you think about the metaphysical status of the I and so on and so on. So I try to be very, very economic in my question.
So could we have everybody go around and say what they did?
I was just similar to Max.
Center of the head.
But I was just saying to clear that I felt really forced to find a location. I would have rather not made any decision in that matter because it just felt like kind of like I could feel my body as a whole, distributed around my rather than somewhere centralized. So.
Mm. It's very interesting the sense of up and down. You feel something.
If I really force it, normally I wouldn't have a sensation of my nose being located up or down. It's just because you asked me to think of it that way in some sense that it then takes on that characteristic. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
then.
Oh, you're hot.
But I was totally struggling because I didn't understand what
up and down mean?
Yeah, actually, I
was thinking, well, is it like nose pointing up? You know, it and then I had no idea. And the last, I don't know which was the last part that you mentioned, and it just somehow came. Oh, here. And now I totally can feel with this, you know, when you say, oh yes, if I check now what is above, I would say above and below probably.
Okay.
Now I totally can concur with my, it just somehow came out here, okay. But it was like, okay.
Yeah, you feel it. Yes, the lack of indication about what is up and down is clearly a problem, but the other, the technique, which is a little bit too precise, is also the problem. So,
well, I came in to a little later, didn't want to disturb people, so I was actually standing outside and following the instructions. I took the so the meditative stance. So I was listening, and then I actually ended up with this spot also. But I think I don't know if that affected it—the fact that I was standing. But I did feel as though that was a natural point for me. Just to be in a relaxed state and not fall or whatever, that was my center.
Were you standing up?
Yeah, I was standing up, yeah.
Would that make a difference? Center of gravity?
I was wondering about lying down.
Nobody, has never tried to. when people are standing, and I think Frankfurt didn't really try either. So I don't know. But maybe we should... try another sample of people
if we lay down on the floor, up and down would be changed to front and back, wouldn't they? So you might find different locations
to front and back.
Well, you know, if you're lying on the floor, you're right. the front bit is now upper.
Oh.
The back bit is lower. And your nose would be
above
your ears.
That's a very objective way.
Yeah.
I know. I've gone there. I'm sorry.
But anyway, whether you feel some part of your body above or below. But maybe I should have said above or below rather than up or down.
What is it in Italian? What is it in Italian?
In Italian,
suoiju. Yes, suoiju.
Okay.
Did anyone ever have a contradictory phenomenon where, let's say, the legs were higher than the nose, but then
I've never seen that.
Well, that was similar to what I was trying to describe before, though. That where at a certain point things shifted, and something that I'd said was, I don't remember exactly again, but that, you know, that something that was up, I was now saying something else that was lower on my body or higher on my body was down. So
yeah,
I did
exactly
in fact have
yeah.
a contradictory, yeah. but it wasn't as big as the legs and the head, but it was sort of more in this area.
I had something with contradiction like that. Up and down was, I suppose, sort of easy, although I had something of the same kind of experience with directions, but I would be here. But front and back, I found very difficult. I could say that my eyes were in front and everything else I couldn't say. So maybe there was some axis that went through my body like that. But no clear sense of front and back except for my eye.
And the nose? Even
nose.
Your nose is in front of your eyes.
Yeah,
it could have weakened his body.
Touch your nose, touch the side of your girl and so on, and ask you whether that was in front or that sensation. It would be maybe you're in your nose.
Maybe you're in your nose.
Maybe, yes, on the tip
of the nose.
I think you should stop now.
I just did.
Well, personally, I discovered also the level by exactly the location of the eyes, because I discovered that not only the eyes were in front, that the experiencer, so to speak, was exactly on the level of the eye,
mm-hmm.
even though the eyes were in front. So that's what it was. Yeah.
guided you.
The heaven to.
No, I don't feel you.
Behind the arm.
Well, that's surprising because we are so much in our high.
Yes, yeah.
Always are.
Yes. Yes, maybe I don't know the reason. How we could discuss the reason. Maybe there are cultural reasons, personal and psychological reasons, because apparently there are so many variations. Yes, the sensation is there. The
sensation maybe blind subjects don't have it that way. A blind person might not,
yes, might not.
Even though maybe the ears have a similar effect in that case.
Yes,
they may be out there with, at the end of the day.
I don't know. I think many people ask him to try on blind people. I think he tried on a few branches.
Two or three.
Two or three.
What about the rest of the people who haven't heard?
Yeah, we stopped him.
Yes.
The question was point to the place which is neither nor, that was the formulation, neither nor. So I couldn't spontaneously point to the head, because in spite of the recommendation not to think, it's still perceived as the whole center, and in the formulation which is neither nor, so I was not looking for the center of gravity of any sort, but actually to the neutral, possibly neutral point. That's how I understood it. And it was for me spontaneously some here in this region, between this important big thing and interest.
The most important part.
Even after meditation, even after trying to purify, you know, to make it all empty. Okay.
The way it was formulated had pure interest.
Yeah.
So are you located in your neck? Is that the conclusion?
No. I was not at all pointing to the center of any sort. I understood this.
It's a neutral bit.
Just a neutral.
Yeah.
That I should look for the point which is most neutral, just reverse or opposite to any sort of point of conversion or source of energy or whatever. Just the opposite. See, that's how I understood it in the formulation. Neither nor, nor back nor forward.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something rather neutral, which is outside of this scheme of importance of any sort.
The idea was just to say, okay, so for instance, this is up and this is down, then there is a point in between which is neutral. Just that.
Yeah.
So it seems like we've got at least three different ways of conceptualizing this exercise. And maybe more than that, which we haven't really been able to explore. There's at least three.
But I think that whatever the effort of deconceptualizing the concepts are,
we can do that.
You can't, exactly.
There's
no way of doing it.
I wouldn't be here, spending time.
Well, I spent years on this very question. this time, it felt, I think I was influenced by this action, which I'm not accustomed to. So it kind of brought me up here in a way, and then, so I ended up sort of in this region, which isn't a place that I normally locate myself, which is how I understood the question.
Yes, even in terms of the preparation.
Yeah.
The question is the preparation.
I was also influenced by the circulation of the sort of being visualized. Breath, the trajectory of breath, and so I found, you know, because it was roughly from here to here, it was kind of in the middle, yeah. But I did get a sense of it being quite a faint reading. Some of the to many of the questions, I was getting little or no reading, little or no answer that I could give. Yeah, but that, and that was partly also because I was influenced, like Jack, by this idea of, you know, this is me, you know, it's me. So it's a kind of gestural, communicative, you know, thing was pushing that direction. But I got an overall sense of it could have been other places, or nowhere. So, you know, it's not where this... I mean, well, okay, that's not...
I'm not sure where I ended up. So this will, the neutral point back, up down was here,
mm-hmm.
and the neutral point front back was my ear. And I think that puts me on a skewed axis.
That's because you're all mad.
You'll die of sorry death, boy. Sorry, that's
it. It's interesting because usually people point towards a certain point. For instance, their fingers are at the same level and there is an intersection between.
Yes, but I can't get
them. And here you don't have an intersection.
So maybe I don't exist.
Wait, I'm confused. What do you mean,
this intersection? Yeah, there's always an intersection
between
two points.
If you point this way, there is an intersection between the two lines.
Oh.
And then there is a point.
Yeah, but what, I don't understand. I thought all we were doing was indicating where in this dimension was the neutral point.
Yeah.
And so your finger's just a placeholder for this, where in this dimension. And then in this dimension, where's the neutral point?
Yeah.
So all that you have is... there's always going to be a point where those two meet. There's
not
going to be a plane.
Not necessarily.
But your right hand only is talking about where up down. So it's the whole.
Up
down. Imagine a flat plane.
The planes will intersect. That's the lines.
Yeah, the planes.
But I didn't know there were any lines. I thought it was only indicating where on up down.
If I'm going this way and I can go that way, then I intersect about there, I guess. No. How could that work? Yes,
it's about
there.
The front of your nose is...
Where are my ears?
Repeat the exercise. Repeat the
In the middle of your brain.
No,
you don't. No.
Right.
I
find it...
We didn't do left right. We didn't do left right.
We have to get you a saw.
And what you'll find is a wound.
I don't know, because I think you need another plane.
I need a third plane.
But if you're using, if you're using sheets,
I think the point is almost obvious. I can hardly.
Well, it wasn't for me because I'm deaf in one ear, and also during the breathing phase, I was very conscious of the fact that I only felt it probably isn't the case, but it seemed to me the breath is only coming through on this side of my body. I was deliberately trying to force myself to experience the air coming through this side of my body. And it was something I was struggling with. The irony is that I'm actually deaf on this side. It's not like this is my hearing side and this is my deaf side, but it's the deaf side that I'm more kind of like paying more attention to.
Yeah.
And so I actually feel that my center is somewhere over here when I was doing that. Not all the time.
Yeah.
But I felt like it was over here somewhere.
But isn't that something to do with the neural crossover? If you're here, your hearing side is here, your transplanted on here. That's because of the neural process.
I don't know if anybody.
Yeah.
The left right side of the brain.
This side of the brain that's doing the hearing for.
I learned this in my medical science, it's my department. But the. I'll look it up.
Your right hemisphere is controlling the hearing.
But the energy
I wouldn't be aware of which part of the brain is acting.
No, you wouldn't. But no,
maybe blood flow.
It's probably not.
Blood flow.
Maybe you've got a kind of moderate.
It's not a central issue.
Case of hemi neglect.
I'm
that's
the state of the sensor of attractive before you really have to the point where you're neutral.
So
we it's really time for our break. I mean, it's time to break for dinner.
Could I ask one question before we do this?
Yeah, Michelle and Ross.
Yeah. We already answered my mine. Mine was here and nowhere this way. But I would be very interested in an answer to this question, and that is, I'd like you to think back to the first beep that you all responded to this morning.
Do you know, we haven't finished. Where's the objective? We haven't done Jack.
And have a
open thing like that. I've already said a lot, so it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't done mine. I was actually this dimension. It was around here, which surprised me because of. Well, it was sort of like Tom. I was like, I don't know how to answer this question, so I actually didn't point for a long time. But then something about when you asked about my legs. You said up or down. I didn't know what that meant. But then, because I thought it meant, are they up or are they down? Mm-hmm. But then once I got the idea that the legs somehow felt down, then I said, oh, okay, now I understand the legs feel, yeah, that's clear to me that they do feel down from me.
From you.
So once I had that foot in the door, so to speak, then I was able to say, okay, and then I was able to answer the question. So slowly I was able to say, okay, here's everything above here seems up and everything below here seems down. Okay, but then when you asked the front back question, it seemed like everything was behind. So it seemed like my eyes are behind, my nose is behind, everything's behind here. So it's somewhere at some point in front of my face, but then probably over a little bit this way because of the asymmetry. But I don't know if that's unusual to have a point outside of your body.
so you feel your outlets behind.
Yeah, the eyes still behind nose. Then maybe the tip of the nose is the furthest forward I go, but even that seems.
So, Russ, your question?
So, my question, thanks, is that if you think back to the first beat that you wrote down this morning, I'm interested in whether you were more confident about this exercise that we've just done, more confident in your location of this exercise, or more confident about what you wrote at the first beat. Does the question make sense?
Yeah.
Whether you were more confident about what was going on with you as you jotted it down at the first beat this morning, or whether you were more confident about the left, right, scout to the top-down, front-back decision that we just made.
One show of hands, or
the show of hands would be fine.
I
would like to know which was. In your subjective experience, which were you more confident? Were you more confident about your jotting down this morning, or more confident about your up down?
But why are you interested?
Or the same?
Well, why don't we go ahead and answer, and then you can tell us why you're interested. That would be my suggestion.
The question of intensity of certainty.
Intensity of certainty, right? Feeling of knowing.
Yeah,
that is this. Mm-hmm. So should we have a show of hands?
Okay.
So how would you start?
The first ask. First ask. Yeah.
The first ask.
Who was
split
more?
The question to two. We have to vote twice at least, or three times if they are neutral. Mm. Who found that?
Who found this morning's
this
task
morning's, yeah.
more that's secure? Right. Felt more secure in this morning's task than in this afternoon's task. More confident in the answer that you gave. More confident this morning? More confident this afternoon?
I would have said yours, I was more confident about the beep, but we spent so much time with this, I felt like I really had time to think really hard about what I was experiencing, and it was an ongoing process. It wasn't about how did you feel, 5 minutes ago about up and down. It was right now. I could investigate how do I feel right now, even though it might be a moving target. But so I think otherwise I would have gone for the beat.
The thing is, for most of us, there was this salient event of the beat this morning, which was Ron just started. He got a few words into his question, and the beat came. And then, it was like, it's almost like it's like a no-brainer, because it was so salient. Whereas if it had been something more...
The other beat, for example.
No.
If it was the other beat, it would have been the other way around.
If it had been a level.
Well, I've got the information that I want. I don't want to step too much farther into your time if you want to.
Oh, I don't have any time. We're going to break for dinner now. That's okay.
Okay.
So go ahead. But well, no, you can go ahead. But go, why don't you go ahead and say what interested you about the question? I think that's a natural completion of what you were doing.
Well, I was interested because I have developed over the years the impression that people are pretty secure in their knowledge about beeps. That beeps are pretty definite events, and there's almost always a salient event. If we go back and remember, Ron had just begun. That was not a particularly salient event. That was a pretty mundanely, maybe even a little bit difficult salient event, because you were and what was salient for you was different from what was salient for Jack, which is different from what was salient for Susan. So we're all making our own little salients. But this was a way of just objectifying that in a sense or not. I was interested in what the answer. And I chose the first one because that would
I
was saying that it goes with slightly different things, because the deep seems to me to be more about the content of the experience. What was it about?
Mm.
Like the intended object of your intentional states at the time. Whereas this exercise seemed to be more like the how it was experienced.
Yeah.
And that made me slightly less certain in that sense, but it's kind of a different question.
Well, then it asked for a judgment, which that's what. I wasn't sure about my judgment.
Choice.
Yes, but you're writing down in quite a lot of detail what you're thinking about at the moment of the week. And I think that makes it much more concrete for you. So I agree with Steve, it seems like no brainer really, because it's concretized for you in that writing exercise. Mm-hmm. And this wasn't a much more diffuse experience. It was across the body, it was across a longer period of time. And there wasn't anything you really had to be certain about. They were vague questions. I mean, it had so many different ways of interpreting the question. Mm-hmm. You know? So it would be hard to say we had knowledge of that.
The crux of it for me, and I'd be happy to be disabused of this notion somewhere, it comes back to the objective-subjective deal. It seems to me that deep reports are very close to objective inner experience bits. And I wonder, or I don't think actually, that this kind of thing is that level, has that level of objectivity. But I'm not sure about that. And so I was asking for information, basically.
Yanni, an example that you're driving at, that what was also evident from the various deep reports is that there wasn't intersubjective agreement about what was happening. But if you're certainly measuring it in terms of confidence, what was that a reasonable measure of what I was experiencing? And then in those terms, yeah. But we all experience different things at that particular moment. So it's kind of on a slightly different dimension, I think, too.
Well, I think in my work here, subjective consistency has to be defined in a different way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're saying is this a valid measure of what somebody's experiencing, then confidence.
So I think we should
reasonable.
Excuse me. I think we should break now. But we aren't exactly clear on what we're doing this evening. It's an open time. There's a possibility, we've talked to Steve about making this time to do some explorations with music, right?
Yeah.
So, should we just check back in at 7:30 and make it an optional session in any event, but if people want to...
I mean, there is something that I wouldn't mind trying with people, mm-hmm. just to get everybody to participate. Mm-hmm. That's kind of musical. And
yeah,
that's a good idea.
Well, okay, so we'll gather here at 7:30 and see what has developed. That doesn't depend only on Steve, some other people.
When are you going to do what?
I was going to do, but we're out of time, and I think that's okay.
How about after dinner?
Oh, and that reminds me, thank you. Yeah, sure, I can take 5 minutes. I mean, I really wasn't going to do very much, so I can take 5 minutes after dinner, but what we do want to do after dinner, as the first thing, so we should all meet at 7:30, is Tom is going to show us the inactive torch.
Oh.
And then we'll have to think a little bit about how we will have access to that during the rest of the week.
And I would like Claire to debrief me on that as well, perhaps using the torch to kind of experience it like.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I can record it, I can use it, make some use of it for my PhD, for example.
Sure.
Yeah, terminology of using it too much.
So. Okay, yeah. So it's dinner time.
So what time is it there? Yes,
we meet at 7:30.
Dinner is now.
Dinner is now. Dinner was 5 minutes ago, but close enough.
So you would.